Okay, we're on.
Yay, Diane!
Diane, you gotta give me money and at least an email address to Richard so I can reach out and make sure, you know, make sure he has that info.
Okay.
If anybody has an assistive listening device that needs adjusting, please let me know. I'm up at the front. Again, if you have an ALD, let me know.
Oh, excuse me.
So sorry.
Hello.
It's Byron.
Byron, okay.
Byron. And we'll start the podium.
All right, 2-minute warning is done.
Okay.
Let it rip, Ken.
Good afternoon, everyone. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Andrea Pitsenbarger, and I am Vice President and Program Chair for BITS. Hello, Diane and John. I know you're out there. We'll get to visit at some
point. Any other California?
Anyway, welcome to our annual vendor showcase. Guys, could I have it quiet, please? Could I please have it quiet? Thank you. Welcome to our annual vendor showcase. I know some of you are paying dues. We really appreciate that. Richard, I think we'll be here throughout the event, which will end around 3:30. So if you have dues that you want to pay, that's just fine. He'll take your money. And he'll be going to Las Vegas tonight. Anyway, we have a good lineup of vendors here for you today, and I trust that you'll enjoy all the new information that you'll get. Some of you weren't here this morning, so you didn't get to hear about some of the nifty new Braille products, but you'll hear about them now. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce our president, Mr. John McCann.
Okay, it's a pleasure to be back and to convene for the afternoon session. This session has a rich history, has been gone on for decades, I think. Would that be an accurate statement?
Yeah.
32 years.
The people, my board are the real historians. I basically came to this organization in 2012, and in 2013 I wound up as president, so I don't know what that says about me or the organization. Actually, you know who rags me about it all the time is Chris Prentice. Whenever he sees me, he says, "We never see you at Avia." He went over and, you know, joined BITS and became their president. What's, you know, you're a lawyer, not a programmer. I said, well, you know. In another life, I would have been a programmer, and I had aspirations in retirement to learn something about coding and this, that, the other thing, but my ACV activities are kind of precluding that, keeping me pretty busy. In any case, it's my pleasure, as I say, to convene this afternoon session, and we're going to have some fine vendors, and I don't know why Andrea passed the mic on to me, because she knows the schedule, so.
You can either yell it from your seat, or I'll tell it here.
Here, I'll hand her the mic just
thank
a second.
You.
There you go.
Okay, excuse me, sorry. I have a loud voice without the mic, so. Some people accuse me of having a big mouth, but we won't go there.
The ALD folks are now more deaf than they were before.
Yeah, excuse me. Our first vendor to present is Bobby Lakey. Bobby is the Midwest, or is it Midwest sales? South Central sales area representative for VFO. I can't say Freedom Scientific anymore. I have to say VFO. For those of you who don't know, VFO now includes Optilec, AI Squared, Zoom Text. So all those products are under the VFO umbrella. So Bobby's going to talk about all that.
I thought it was variable frequency oscillator.
Yeah.
That's his ham going for.
Yes. That, give this confused. Do you want Bobby to use the wireless mic?
I have a mic here, I think. Okay. Can anybody hear me?
Yeah.
Go for it.
All right. No, I'm good. Am I ready?
What?
Okay, I think I'm ready. I want to thank you guys for...
You're not on the mic.
The podium, turn it on.
There you go.
It's on, it just wasn't...
Can you guys hear me now?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? Okay, good deal.
Eat it a little bit.
All right, I'd like to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to come and speak with you all. As said, part of my speech is now over in that I am representing VFO. And that's, people ask, what does VFO stand for? And, you know, we started off with it, started kind of being Vision, Freedom, and Optilec. Right, but now it's growing beyond that with you know, about a year before all these major mergers took over, started happening. And then Freedom Scientific purchased ABIC. And that expanded our capability in the OCR world and being able to deal with more than having OpenBook and Sara. And then about a year later, they called us back together and they said, okay, well, we've got a company that's buying Freedom Scientific. A couple months later, we come back together. A company is buying Optilec, and then just recently we got back together, and they said, well, now we've bought AI Squared. So what VFO is the parent company that is now all of those rolled into one organization. However, it is while it is going to be one organization, what we will do now is that each of those companies will now become a product line or a brand. So VFO will still have the Freedom Scientific line or brand of products, Optilec line or brand of products, AI Squared line or brand of products, etc. Okay? And so our goal with this creating this organization is that we are able to, in the assistive technology world, generally speaking, even though some of the companies may appear to be larger, like what Freedom Scientific was, ultimately still in the whole scheme of things, we're still ultimately a bunch of small companies. What we're able to do with combining all of these is we're able to kind of create an economy of scale where our hope, our mission is that we are able to kind of share intellectual knowledge between these entities and create products in each product line or each brand that are enhanced and more innovative because of the cross, kind of the cross-pollination, we might call it, of intellectual knowledge. And what our goal is, once we kind of get through a little bit of the growing pains here of merging databases and all the backroom stuff, et cetera, is that we're able to enhance the customer experience and the customer benefit. I myself have been blind since age of 7, and I've been an assistive technology user since the late 80s. And as far as I'm concerned, anything in our industry, anything that are the tools that we use that can minimize the impact of a vision loss or maximize our productivity is going to be a good thing if we accomplish our goals. All right, and at the VFO booth today, some things that we're kind of highlighting that are both new and things that I think are truly quality products as I look at them, are for any of you, do we have any Ruby users in the room? Okay, well, just in case you hear of somebody that is a Ruby user, we just came out with a new Ruby 7-inch unit that has a pivot cam on it, and that camera will allow you to, if you have vision, to look at yourself, look out in front of the unit a little bit to do hobbies or to write, to do distance, or to do reading. We also are going to be coming out with, and it's at the booth right now, a prototype, something called the L-Braille. Has anybody heard of that?
No.
All right. Do we have any JAWS users in the room?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Do we have any Focus 14 owners
yes.
in the room?
Yeah.
Okay. For me, I think, and my first job was to train on note takers back in like 1987, and so I've been around them for a while, and this concept of this product, I saw it for the first time a couple of days ago, and it looks, the size is good, it looks pretty sleek. It is a note taker, a Braille input note taker, but it's running Windows 10, a full version of Windows 10, and it's running Windows Microsoft Office 2016. It's going to have 20 hours of battery life and the almost instant on and off capability that a note taker should have. So it's going to have all of that, but if you are, and the price point is probably going to be somewhere in the $1,400, $1,500 range. We're not sure about that yet. But if you're already a JAWS owner, then you buy the L-Braille and you install your JAWS on it, so that becomes your speech. If you're already a Focus 14 user, then you already have the Braille display that goes with the Braille input and the device as it is. So that clicks into place, and it looks like a truly consolidated unit once it's put together. And if you don't have those things, then at least when you buy an L-Braille, if you buy the L-Braille, the JAWS, and the Focus 14 Blue, then you have the JAWS to install on your laptops and PCs and those things, or you can slip the Focus 14 Blue out of the unit and use it with our iPhones and, you know, other iOS devices, Macs, etc. Okay? So that's it's a pretty neat concept product in my opinion, as far as from what I could see and just playing with it. A lot of familiarity because of JAWS and the Focus Braille displays. right. And then in the video magnification world, we now have the product. For a long time, when we were just selling the Freedom Scientific Low Vision products, we would say, "Oh, the Optilec Clearview video magnifier, the desktop unit, is not as good as ours because because of this or because of that or what have you." Well, a lot of the times, the things that we said that made it not as competitive, we evidently must have been being heard, because they created a new product called the Optilec Clearview C. And as a desktop CCTV, instead of having the support post in the back, it's on the left side, so that between the monitor and the post and the XY table, it kind of forms a C shape. And you can get that in a high definition touch screen with built-in OCR that is very good. And also the controls that control it is in a remote control pad that inserts into the XY table or can be set beside the unit. It is kind of the whatever your perception is, whether it's Cadillac, Lexus, or Mercedes. It's kind of my opinion of that is that's kind of my perception of it of being around this industry for a while. So that's there. Those are kind of just three of the products that are there that I think that are from the merger as I'm getting the opportunity. My past for 12 years prior to coming to Freedom Scientific, now VFO, I was an employment and technology consultant for the Division of Blind Services in Texas. And my job, what I got to do, was for a while be a VR counselor, and then I got to be a technology consultant. And so my approach, my way of doing things, was to sit down and talk to folks, find out about their vision level, find out about what challenges that vision loss was causing, find out what their goals and objectives are all about, and then try to match tools to solve some of those problems and challenges. And so when I first came to work for Freedom Scientific, there was a broad line of products there, but there were still limitations. And so in my way of becoming kind of going from being a consultant to being into sales, I've always kind of been more of a consultant type salesperson. But I had a limited set of tools or solutions, and was kind of forced to, in some situations, say, this would probably meet most of these, not in public settings like this, but private one-on-ones. There were also times that I wouldn't want Freedom Scientific to hear this before now, but I'd say, you might want to look at so-and-so and then decide whether you want to come back to me or not. Well, now, as I have all of these products out there, and this is becoming contagious among my coworkers, we're able truly to talk to folks, find out what they're using, find out how we need to improve those things, find out how we can use all of these resources that we now have available to us to just create a better customer experience for you guys. So I'm loving it. Again, there's some pain and change, a little bit or what have you, but I think that kind of going with the flow right at the moment is going to bring about some great benefit for us folks that are blind or vision impaired in the future. Do I have time to offer it up for any questions?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So that's kind of an overview. We're in booth 15. Does anybody have any questions?
Convention specials.
Any questions?
Oh, thank you,
about
sir.
Convention specials.
Convention specials, yes. Convention specials. Right now, all of our hardware is available. Everything that we have hardware-wise is available at a 20% discount. But then you get into things like you can buy, if you're not a JAWS owner, to buy a home version of JAWS instead of $8.95, it's $75 at the show. If you have an old copy of JAWS, no matter how old, you can upgrade it for, I believe it's $50.
I need to do that.
If you don't have Open Book, you can buy it for $75. If you have a current version of JAWS and you want an SMA for it, you can buy that for $100. You can buy Zoom Text for $100 or for $75. So lots of amazing prices there that we're able to offer at this show, and hope that you guys will come by and we can process the order. There's several sighted folks in the booth with iPads that just type in your information and bam, and then hopefully in the next week or so you'll be getting authorization codes or getting your products. So some tremendous software sales, and again, if you look at a Braille display, that's normally $2,800 for 40 cells, Bluetooth and USB, and it drops down you know, after tax into somewhere in the 23 range. You get into some hardware that again is offering some pretty good prices. Another question?
See anybody?
No hands?
No, I don't see any hands.
All right.
Any other question?
No. Thank you. We do appreciate it.
Again, thank you, folks. And again, I'm Bobby Lakey. If you guys get a chance to come by the booth, please come by and see me or any of my co-workers, and we'll do our best to serve you to the best of our abilities. And thank you again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Who's our next presenter?
Ray from National Braille Press.
Is he here?
I don't know. Is Ray here from National Braille Press? Okay.
Seen him.
Okay. Do we have any presenters that are here now? Will from APH?
They must have all heard that I was going to speak first.
I'm going to show up for at least 30 minutes. Well, why don't we go around the room and everybody can, maybe that'll buy us some
okay.
time.
Okay. Yeah, while we're doing.
Thank you.
Send them back here.
Terry?
Yeah.
While we're waiting for this, we forgot to do this at the beginning. But for those who are here and want to let us know they're here, why don't we pass the mic around and let people identify themselves, and this will give us a little time
to get
our presenters going.
I'll start with you.
Tom Jones, Secretary Bitson from Chicago.
Andrea Pitsenbarger, Vice President of BITS, Orange, California.
Going up the chain. John McCann, President of BITS, Tucson, Arizona.
Now we're going down the chain.
Jerry, here to Richard.
Corvette down to Mike.
Frank Welty from San Leandro, California, near
yes.
San Francisco.
Yes.
Is Renee here?
Frank, she's right upstairs.
Okay.
David Tanner, BITS member, Twin Cities.
Landscape, all the boxes, search you.
Marty Kuhn, BITS member, part of the Saturday Night Chat, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Richard Villa, immediate past president and treasurer of BITS.
Doug Hunsinger, new BITS member from Pittsburgh, PA.
Yay, Doug.
Yay.
Michael Zakin, BITS member from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Lynn Powers, not a BITS member yet, Indianapolis.
Jill Noble, BITS member, Cleveland, Ohio. Yeah, go Cavs.
Yeah.
Oh!
Lisa Brooks, Phoenix, Arizona.
All right. Diane Harms, I want to join BITS, San Jose, California.
Yay, Diane.
I'm John Glass, BITS member from Saratoga, California.
Yes.
Yeah. Steve Stanton, Indianapolis.
Harriet Stanton, Indianapolis.
Rita Dalek, Vancouver, BC.
Kate Kirkian, Boston.
Susan Thompson, Sydney, Australia.
Mindy Evans, Indianapolis, Indiana.
Tina Ekermanis, Colorado.
Frank Uta, Washington State.
Lisa Bush, Alexandria, Virginia.
Sandy Rukinich, Salt Lake City, Utah.
Kathy Schmidt-Whitaker, Diamond Bar, California.
Jim Lennon, Watertown, Massachusetts. Go Red Sox.
Virginia Blade, Madison, Wisconsin.
Jean Kelcher, Madison, Wisconsin.
She was called Debbie. I think she's kind of Debbie Rosen.
She's also a good friend.
Harry Weber, Minnesota.
She's also good friends with another friend of mine.
Jesse Anderson, Minnesota.
She was going to be here, at least for a little while. Do we have any presenters in the room?
We want to do a Bits holiday greeting.
Yeah.
We have to edit that part of the recording. Get you a script, you know.
Anybody trying to contact them?
Yeah, we're
working on that.
I can't believe.
Do you want to go in your room and see if I can? I have the hotel number on my phone.
Do you have Renee's number?
I don't, but I have, I have her cell phone number. Yeah, I have Renee's
cell. I hope this is not an indication of how others stand behind their product.
All right, I'm going to put this on hold for a second.
Right. Yeah. Come back in a session, I think.
Okay, we're ready. Okay. I'm on.
Hello,
everyone.
Okay.
My name is William Freeman. I'm with APH. We're at booths 21 and 22 down in the exhibit hall. And I'm just here to talk about some of the things that we have downstairs. We have t-shirts for sale. We have the Braille displays. We have the Orbit Reader 20. Definitely love it when people want to come by and talk about the Orbit Reader 20. We have an impressor for business cards. And what you do is you send us what you'd like the impressor to say. We have a trained transcriber translate it. And then you get it's 14 lines and 13 cells. And then we send you the impressor, and then you can impress as many business cards as you'd like. We have an accessible periodic table.
Okay, so
it's a full-size periodic table. We have puzzles, children's books. We also are having a drawing for a quick pick Braille contractions game. If you want to come down and sign up for that, it'd be a cool thing. We're also showing off a lot of our technology products. We have a TI-30 talking scientific calculator. We have a TI-84 talking graphing calculator. And we just put out an update for that added Braille support. It only works right now with the refreshable Braille, refresher Braille 18 from APH, and also other BOM displays. We're working to add other families of displays to it, but right now it just works with BOM displays because that's what the refresher Braille 18 is. It also has a sonograph feature. It's a really cool device, and I'd love to show it to you. We also have a couple color testing devices. We have the Color Test 2, which is a really robust color tester. It's good with shades and combinations of colors. It's a really good color tester. We also have the Colorino, which is more of a basic color tester.
Did you call it?
We have a device that you can attach to your cup, and it tells you when it's full, talking thermometer. Really, we just love having people come by that want to talk, even if you don't want to buy anything. We're not really here to sell things. We're more here to talk to people. It's not really what we're here for. We're not here to make sales. But did you all have any questions or anything you're curious about? Or
calling 617.
Any questions? Just a second. We're in the mic back.
Thank you. So the TI-30 is just a talking calculator. Is it just, or what does it do compared to what the TI-84 does?
It's a scientific calculator. It basically does everything the TI-84 does, except it doesn't make graphs. The TI-84, you can make a graph, and then it will read the graph to you tonally. Like it vibrates when it's in the negative region. You can do shaded graphs. You can do multiple graphs, multiple shaded graphs. The TI-30 is just sine, cosine, tangent, square root. I mean, it's better than a basic calculator. The coolest thing about those two Texas Instrument calculators is, especially for students, is, you know, if they're in a mainstream school, they can be using the same calculators as their sighted peers, and they've only been slightly modified to make them accessible. And Texas Instruments been really cool about that, working with us to make them as accessible as possible.
That would be 215.
I had a question too.
No, Jerry Coons.
Yes. Is the thermometer for people or food?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a really great question. It's for food. It's a food. It's a food thermometer. Thanks.
5673.
Well, I think your best product is a battery tester.
Oh, okay. Thanks. Yeah, we've got a cool battery tester. It does. It does, you know, your regular, like, AA, AAA, but it also will do, like, a 9-volt battery where the, I think it will do a rechargeable battery. It's not particular. As long as it has a positive end and negative end that it can be attached to. But you should come by and check it out if you're curious.
Can you talk more about the high-end color identifier?
Please raise your hands if you have questions. I'll bring them in. Who had the question?
Right. John did.
John, okay.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the price and the information about the higher end color identifier.
Yes, sir. I meant to bring the price sheet up here with me and I forgot it. I'm sorry about that. But it's I want to say it's around $850. Like it's a pricey device, but it can identify plaid. It can identify multiple colors. It's got a lot more shades that it can detect. Mm-hmm. The color Reno is going to tell you blue, brown. It's not going to be able to say, like, tan, for example, or light purple. So it's got a lot more options.
We are in Lake Harriet, which is on the fourth floor near the elevator. Thank you.
Could you talk about the price of the battery tester?
Yes. I'm sorry I didn't bring the price sheet. I totally meant to bring it, and then I forgot. That is a... So anything I say, I'm just quoting from memory. So please excuse me. But that is not that expensive. It's around, I think it's around $45.
That's cost $78.
$78. Thank you, Tom.
I was just there.
520-434.
Call 650-520. Yeah, I'm just going to make a quick announcement here. This morning, somebody left a jar of, looks like antacid tablets in here, so if you're missing one,
somebody's really stressed. Somebody's really stressed.
I just want to ask about the accessible periodic table. What is it? Is it?
Okay, so it's like a poster. It's a poster, and then it has... both the chemicals are labeled with Braille, and then what type of chemical it is also labeled in Braille using a key. And then it's a fully graphical periodic table with Braille on it and Braille symbols. And so it'll tell you metal, if it's a metal, if it's a non-metal. And then it's organized exactly like a print periodic table.
It's probably going to be pretty big to me.
It's large. It's not enormous, though. I mean...
You got 103 out. Well, now 118. If you want to get into the supernova.
Yeah, it has all the non-natural.
Just sing the Tom Lear song. You got it, man.
Yeah.
08-42.
Are the puzzles for children or adults? 42.
They're meant for children, but they're pretty tricky. Pretty tricky puzzles. Like one in particular that we have. Is a puzzle for shapes, and all the pieces are attached to the board, so they won't come off, but they slide. So you slide them up, and you spin them around, and then you try to make the shapes, like the teacher would say, make a square, and then you would have to manipulate those puzzle pieces to try to make a square. That's just...
Hi there. I was just curious about the periodic table. So it has the symbol, and then the... number in Braille, and then does it also have the atomic weight and stuff in terms of the, you know, whatever that thing is, the mass or whatever?
Yes, it has all the information of a print periodic table.
I have another battery tester question. Does it test the button batteries?
the wafer batteries?
I haven't tested it with one of those, like a watch battery.
Yeah.
I haven't tested it with one of those. I don't know why it wouldn't. If you're able but I would be curious. I would want to test it before I stated that.
For the showcase, we would really appreciate it. If you can be here in like 10-15 minutes.
Okay.
In the Lake Huron room.
It's set up to test 1.5-volt batteries and 9-volt batteries, basically. And I think some of the button cells are 3 volts, so you that wouldn't work. But if they're just 1.5-volt batteries, they'll check them.
Oh, Andy. Where's Andy?
Okay. Tina.
AI squared. Okay, just a minute.
Oh, we don't have him.
What is the periodic table made of? Is it made of paper or plastic or something that is fairly durable?
Yes, it's paper that's then, what is it, the clear?
Thermoform.
Thermoform, thank you. That's it's been thermoformed so that it is, it's durable and won't soak up liquids.
Take this off, Mike.
Another question?
Let me go get my key.
All right. If there aren't any more questions, I hope you'll come by the booth and ask for more questions at the booth. And we love showing this stuff off. That's why we're here. So please feel free to come by and spend as much time as you'd like.
Thank you
very
much.
Thanks. Thank you, Will. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
APH is here?
Yeah,
oh, no,
they
just presented. They that's right. Yeah, okay. All right, all right. Yeah. We should have the lady from BOM. She'd be here pretty soon. She said she's on her way.
Okay. She's on her way?
Yeah, because she was early.
The BOM lady is.
Someone's coming soon.
Yes.
This is not working out.
Well, honey, things happen. You know, these are big grown-up people. They knew when they were supposed to be here.
I'll put this on hold for a little bit.
Is this Mike live? All right.
Identify who you are and where you're from. Here.
I will definitely do that. Good afternoon, everybody.
Guys,
all right.
Guys, attention. Excuse us.
We knew we have a vendor. So.
Hello.
Hi.
Okay. We all ready? I'm Renee Clark. I'm with BAUM. And BAUM USA, and we are exhibiting. We're in booth 26, which is in the middle aisle. So there's two to the right of us, two to the left. When you come in the exhibit hall, we're a little bit to veer to the right, and then down the aisle, and we're on the left-hand side. So, and we have Tootsie Pops. So I don't know how long they'll last, but if I see some of you nodding off, I'll know you need a dose of sugar or something.
Watermelon is good.
Yeah, new flavor. So David Bradburn just got here. You know, as luck would have it sounds like everything happens at the same time. Sarah Herlinger from Apple showed up at the booth with Brian Charleston, and David walked in off fresh off his plate. Playing while the phone was ringing, saying, "Come up here now." So, so if I sound a little breathless, that's probably why.
I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad it worked out. Well, that's okay because I was living in fear that I was going to miss 2:30, and when the phone rang, I did that. You know, so I was glad it was not my fault. So anyhow, we have the Vario Ultra Braille displays at our booth. We've got the 20 cell and the 40 cell displays. I can tell you there's nothing more fun than sticking that in somebody's hands for the first time. I usually hear, "Ooh, that's so cute." And then I usually hear, "Oh, that Braille feels so good. It doesn't hurt." And Braille shouldn't hurt. And then we get to talking about all the other cool stuff. But one of the things that's really nice about it in settings like this is the keyboard is really quiet. So you can be sitting there and checking your email and browsing the internet incognito, just like all the sighted people do. I was doing a presentation at a college, and somebody said, and we didn't realize, I was presenting with one of my colleagues who's blind, and I mentioned about 20 minutes in that somebody in the room had a Vario Ultra, and he was shocked. He didn't know that anybody was using a Braille display. And I said, well, that's the, you know, the cool thing is you can be browsing the internet and, you know. And she said, well, while I've been sitting here, I've been taking notes, and I answered an email that came in that was critical, and then somebody texted me about my lunch plan, so I was able to quickly just tell her that I was, you know, in a meeting and would be done at this time. You know, and somebody else went, well, that's so rude. I was like, really? No, so I wasn't at all offended. I was glad to see her using the technology for, you know, for all its power. So the Vario Ultra, it's been shipping now earnestly for about a year and a half. Somebody came up and said, did you guys get over that back order situation? And 2 years ago, we showed it here, really excited. We thought we were going to be shipping in a couple months, and we had one weird delay after the next. And by the time we started shipping, we had a back order of 100 units, which is a good problem to have and a bad problem to have, because, you know, there were 100 people who were chomping at the bit to get their units, and we had all that momentum and excitement, and also state agencies that had money they needed to spend, you know, right away. And so thankfully that is behind us. We have lots of users. We've got a really incredible user base. We have a listserv of users that is, I think, just the coolest group of people ever, because people will call in or write in and ask a question about something they're trying to do. They may be a new user, or they're considering getting a Vario Ultra. And before we can answer, more often than not, one of the users has popped in with an answer more clearly written and clearly explained than we could have done ourselves. So really great support. When we started the U.S. division, it was our number one priority was to provide really good customer service. And there are times when things happen that are out of our control, like that backorder situation. But all along, we were, you know, very upfront about what was going on and communicating each time we got new information. And there's nothing worse than sitting there waiting and wondering what's going on. You know, it's sometimes, even if it's not good news, it's better to have some news than no news. So one of the things I hear a lot is that, you know, we reply to our phone calls, we answer our phone calls, we reply to our emails. If somebody does have a problem with a product, our turnaround time is really good. We're communicating the whole way. So that's something that we really pride ourselves on, and based on user feedback, it sounds like we're hitting the mark on that. So if you haven't had your hands on a Braille display on the Vario Ultra, I invite you to come by and take a look at that. I am going to be, I saw a couple people here from Hawaii. I'm going to be in Hawaii in September, so if you know anybody in Hawaii who's interested in a Braille display, let them know I'm going to be in town, and would love to meet with them. Sometimes it's hard to get out to the mainland to take a look at technology. Just a little bit about the Vario Ultra in terms of features. I mentioned the size and weight, that kind of cute factor, but beyond being cute, it looks really professional. So it strikes that nice balance between something that, if you're in a professional environment, it's this brushed aluminum, it looks slick and high tech, and but has that very lightweight design. It has a built-in note taker with 32 gigabytes of memory, so you can store the entire Library of Congress catalog on there a couple times over. Ricky, who's working on our booth with us this week, has a book that she's reading on it, so when it's slow time, lucky for her, she can be sitting there looking like she's actually using the product, and I have to sit there being bored. Because for me to be sitting on my Kindle just probably wouldn't do the trick. So. So maybe I need to learn Braille, eh? I mean, I can write it, but sitting in the booth reading it for a book, not quite there. It has the ability to connect up to 4 different Bluetooth devices and 1 USB device at the same time. So if you have multiple devices you're using, it's very easy to be able to switch from one to the next depending on what you're doing at any given moment, which is really handy if you're in a job situation or you're, you know, sitting at home and you're reading something and then a text comes in on your email, you can jump over and look at that and then, you know, just be able to have that nimbleness. It's got an ergonomic keyboard that for some people initially feels a little awkward because you've got your .1 and .4 buttons dropped a little bit to take advantage of the curve of your fingers if your wrists are actually in a straight and ergonomic non carpal tunnel position. So Ricky, again, who's working on our booth with us this week, said, you know, she finds that she's doing a lot of brailing. It's so much more comfortable and just feels like she gets a lot less wrist strain with that design of the keyboard. But it does initially feel, you know, take some getting used to for some people. We have on our website, which is baumusa.com, we have a video overview. So if you're interested in looking at that or sharing that with anybody, it's about 10-minute overview of the Vario Ultra. And then our manual is also on the website, so you can take a look at the manual if you're a manual reader. I've created a bunch of tip sheets that I share with my customers that are just little one-page snippets. Some of them are excerpted straight from the manual. Others are excerpted straight from our listserv, where somebody's given a really cool answer to something. I'm like, that looks like a tip sheet. I just, you know, we'll take that and create a one-page document. So our goal is for people to be really using the devices, to love using them, to have the support that they need, to have a really good user experience. On the low vision side of things, we've got our Vizio Desk, which is a portable 10-pound folding flat CCTV. Runs on 6 hours of battery or plugged in. It has a distance viewing camera. It's really popular with college students or people who are in jobs where they move from workstation to workstation. It's also really popular for older people who need a really simple CCTV but may do some work in their, you know, different rooms of their house and just want to be able to not be tied to a desk. I have a 95-year-old woman who's using it to actually watch TV. She uses a walker, and she places that on the seat of the walker and wheels it over to her couch and sits down, opens it up, points the camera at the TV, and it fits perfectly on her Vizio Desk screen, so she can be sitting on the couch as opposed to in a hardback chair that she pulls, you know, a foot in front of the TV, which is what she used to do to watch TV. She has cursed me a little because she says she's watching a lot more TV these days than she was before. But she says she likes having access to her tea and her telephone, so that's cool. And then she likes to pay her bills in the kitchen, so she pops that thing on her walker and she wheels it into the kitchen, puts it on the table, and then she likes to read her TV guide in her mail in her den where the TV is, so then she wheels it into the den, and you know, which is working really well for her. We also just started carrying the ILO View, which is a little... It wins for the goofiest name of all pieces of assistive technology. I can't take credit for that, I'm glad to say. It's spelled I-L-O-V-I-E-W. And every attempt I have made to train Siri or anybody else to get that right so I don't have to type out I-L-O-V-I-E-W every single time has failed, as you can imagine. So I get to type that every single time. But it's a little 7-inch, 1-pound portable video magnifier that's, you know, works very nicely if you travel around and want something to read in a, you know, in a classroom or in a restaurant or grocery store, things like that. So, any questions? Yes.
Hang on a second, you want to get the mic?
Okay.
All right, raise a hand here again.
Hang on.
Yeah, the price on the Vario Ultra.
Oh, thank you so much for asking. I didn't even pay you. You can have two Tootsie Pops. The reason I say thank you is because I forgot to mention that we have a show special, which was one of the things I was supposed to talk about. The 20 cell is $2,395. I've gotten smacked for not saying the 100 because I said $2,395 and somebody got all excited. And the 40 cell is $3,995. $3,995. So the show special is $100 off of each of those. If you think you would like to buy one, but you're not prepared to plunk down that cash right here, just let us know, and we will make sure to extend that show special to you, you know, within reason. If you call us 2 years and say, remember that ACB show 2 years ago? That might not work, but, you know, in the next couple months, definitely. So just, you know, come by and see us. It's a little slow in the exhibit hall, so we would really love to spend time with you. We'd even pair it with your iPhone if you wanted to see how that works, but I do have it right now paired. I have the 40 cell paired to both my iPhone and my iPad, so you can see how it switches between different devices. And I have the 20 cell paired with my other iPhone, so you can take a look at how that works. I see a question in the back.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Susan Thompson from Australia. I'm just wondering how much the 7-inch handheld magnifier is.
It's $9.95. Mm-hmm. It's the list price is $12.95, or it might be $9.99.
Okay.
But right now it's $9.99.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
And the Vizio desk is $4,000, $39.95. Other.
Is it expensive to repair? What is the cost of repairing the Braille display?
Oh, another great question. We have a 2-year warranty on all the parts, so. If anything goes wrong within the first 2 years, there's no charge. That includes when we have it, we'll make sure it has the latest software on it. And in fact, we've got people here who we're updating their units in the booth. So, and the updates are free and they're downloadable. It takes about 90 seconds to update your unit. And then there's extended warranties you can purchase if you want. Otherwise, it's just repairs as they are past the first 2 years. Let's see, that made me think of something else. Software updates. Oh, this is cool. When you plug the Vario Ultra into a computer through the micro USB port, that's also how you charge it, by the way, it shows up as a drive. So it's really easy to copy files onto it from your computer. If you've got a Bookshare book you've downloaded, a Bard book, you can just browse to wherever that is on your computer, copy that, browse to the Vario Ultra storage directory, and paste it. And then it's in your 32 gigabytes of memory. So it's really easy to do that. There's also a built-in USB port on the unit. So if you happen to have a USB stick or thumb drive, you can pop that in there, and you can open files directly into the unit without it being connected to anything. So that could be a DocX, TXT, RTF, BRF, BRL, PowerPoint, PDF, or Excel. Any of those file formats you can open directly into the Vario Ultra. We will have UEB support within the next couple months. The latest feature that we just are coming out with, which I'm really excited about, is you can create a note in the note taker mode, and you can copy that, and then you can browse, switch over to your Braille display mode, and open a text field in iOS, so you know, an email or a text message, and paste that. And up until now, you could copy and paste from note taker, you know, from one app or one word processing document to the other within the note taker, or you could copy and paste in, you know, on your in Braille display mode using whatever screen reader you're using. But there wasn't the ability to copy from note taker and then paste in Braille display, so that's really cool. I should say also, just to back up a little bit, where the Vario Ultra fits in is if you think about Braille displays, and there's basically three main categories of Braille displays. You've got your standalone Braille display that does nothing unless it's connected to a computer and paired with a screen reader. So from Baum, that would be like the Super Vario. We used to make the Brilliant for Humanware, that kind of thing. So basically, like a monitor. If you disconnect it, it doesn't do anything. Mm-hmm. On the far end of the spectrum, you've got the standalone note-taking devices that are designed to be used as an all-in-one note-taker. You know, do everything, do your email, do your internet browsing, all of that. And then Vario Ultra is a hybrid that fits between those two. So doesn't have the Wi-Fi built in. When it's used in standalone mode as a Braille-only device, it doesn't have speech built in. If you want to do your internet browsing, you want to do your texting, it's designed to take advantage of your other technology you're using. So if you've got an iPhone, it pairs beautifully with that, computer using a screen reader, and then you have that added capability when you're not connected to anything, or even if you are, to jump into the note taker and be able to jot a note that's going to be stored in the unit when it's just standalone, or store a book in there to read when you're not connected to anything else. So that's when it really fits. If you're a student, you're an employed person, where it's helpful to have access to things that are not necessarily tied up in your computer or your iPhone, you want that capability, but also the power of really good Braille display. That's kind of when it's, you know, and something lightweight and portable. So, any last questions?
Hold on.
Sorry. So I don't remember this initially. It doesn't have an SD card, is that right?
It does. No, it has a USB card. So if you do have SD cards that you've got information stored on, a simple SD to USB card converter works great.
Yeah,
works great. All right, well, thank you guys.
Thank you, Renee.
I hope you come visit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Andy here from HIMSS?
Yes.
Okay, right. You are up.
Are we
sir?
Behind? I thought we were too far.
Oh, you can.
Well, 100%. We had a couple of people that didn't get here. So
he's been here for about 15 minutes.
Well, she talked a little longer than I thought she would, but that's all right.
Okay, where do I need to be?
He's coming.
Where do I need to be? Behind this podium here?
Yes, correct.
Yes.
Okay, you did a good job, Bree.
Oh, my.
Come up here, lay down.
Thank you, Andy.
Down. Yeah. Right there, stay put. He's not even to Hey everyone, how are you doing? Excellent. Well, thank you for having me. We at HIMSS, we really appreciate it and appreciate the opportunity to kind of give you a HIMSS update. You heard a little bit from Renee and Baum, and they do some good things, but I think we do too. So a little bit of healthy competition makes it better for all of us people that rely on this technology. So we are booth 51 and 52 in the exhibit hall. If you haven't been there to check us out, hopefully you'll take some time to come and check us out. Am I allowed to talk about show specials here?
Yes,
for this
please.
Group?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Okay. Well, I've done this a couple times, but I can't always remember. Yeah, by this point in the day and having a presentation this morning, I forget what I can do and not do. So some of our show specials that I'll talk to you guys about. The Smart Beetle is our 14-cell Braille display that can connect to 5 Bluetooth devices and 1 USB device at the same time, and those can be, once they're paired, they can be rotated through the various devices. Kind of to use the analogy that Renee was using, it is only a terminal, so it relies on your other devices, you know, whether you want to connect to your iPhone to send a text or an email. This, we also have the terminal clipboard, so you can type text into your Braille display and then send it to your iPhone. That is something that we've had probably for 2 to 3 years now across our HIMSS devices. So the Smart Beetle with its case is on sale here at the show for $995. So that's a pretty good special. I don't know if we have any low vision people in the room, but Go Vision is our new product. It can be portable. It's luggable. It's not portable. It weighs 16 pounds. But it's reading, writing, distance, OCR. And the unique feature of this product is the fact that you can plug a thumb drive into it, and you can open up files or pictures that are on that thumb drive. You can then use the magnifying features that are a part of the Go Vision to magnify and change the attributes of that specific file. So that is on sale here at the show for $24.95, and the normal retail price of that product is $27.95. I'm also doing my Blaze ET, which is the one with the full keyboard, with a stand at the show. So with the stand for OCR, the ET is $595, including stand. The EZ, which is the simple-to-use model that doesn't include a file manager, it's just going to open up all your, say if you hit the button for books, it's going to load up all the files, whether they're on the hard drive or the SD card. It's for people that are going to get lost and with a file and folder structure. So it does a lot of the same features, but it's a much more simplified device. It is on sale here at the show for $4.95, and that does include the stand. Our portable candy magnifiers are also discounted to $4.95 for the 5-inch model and $3.95 for the 4-inch model. And then here's one I've been holding, a couple I've been holding out on for you here. The Braille Edge. That's our 4D cell Braille display. And if you were to use, again, the analogy that Renee used, it is the one that is a 4D cell Braille display and does include some note-taking capabilities, such as a notepad, a scheduling utility. You can open up files in about all the same formats that she discussed earlier, PDF, DOCS, doc, text, etc., except it does it from an SD card. We have those on sale at the show for $2,495. I've actually already sold a couple of those earlier today. It's a very good deal. Here is probably, if you're looking for the heaviest discount, this next one I think you'll like. Our BrailleSense U2 Mini. We just released a firmware upgrade Friday for the BrailleSense products. If you have not downloaded it yet, come by and see us at the booth. We should be able to hook you up, provided we're not super, you know, we don't have people 4 and 5 deep. We'll be glad to just install it for you off of a thumb drive. But we're doing the BrailleSense U2 Mini as a show special for $2,995. So that is the BrailleSense U2 Mini. And then the standard BrailleSense U2s are $4,995 here at the show. So if you have specific needs, come see us. You know, with these pricing, they technically, though, are pretty strict with us about ending when the show is over. If you're serious,
I'm sorry, you're really breaking.
Maybe I could have some wiggle room to give you an exception of some sort within a reasonable time period. So, again, those are our show specials. That's what we're offering here at the show. Some of our firmware releases. We will have a new firmware release for the Blaze products that will be out next week. We just released firmware for the note takers on Friday. We will also have a Braille Edge firmware update that will be coming up in probably the next 2 to 3 weeks. So again, we offer free firmware upgrades with all of our devices. So as long as you own the product and you can get those upgrades for free. Some of the things that we're going to include, our devices are, by the way, UEB compliant. The Braille Edge, it has had UEB in it for a couple of years, but its UEB is going to get cleaned up a little bit with the upcoming release, along with the test-taking mode that will be added to it. For any of you that may work in schools or a school environment, this is a beneficial tool to have. Our note takers, we're adding much better email support. So a lot of the accounts that people use, a lot of the default settings will be in place. We are have also just a lot of general upgrades. The web radio has been enhanced. The UEB has continued to advance. Our math is... we're the only guys out there where you can actually save your math as a DOC file, print it, and hand it in, and it's going to look normal to the teacher. So that's something that we also do. If you really want to get a hands-on or test drive some of these devices, come see us at the booth. One thing I showed this morning that people really liked, I've been here for a couple days now. I'm having to think a little harder. I paired the BrailleSense U2 with the Blaze ET, and I scanned a document and got Braille output through my note taker. So that's a nice little package. And right now that's only in place with our products. We may roll that out with some other manufacturers as we move forward. But, you know, it kind of like you want to work with your own products first and get all the kinks ironed out there. So as we grow as a company, you know, we're 16 years old now. One of our goals and one of the things that we're working on is product synergies. As we develop a technology, kind of integrating our products so that they do more together and being able to share technologies. So we're trying to do more of those things as we move forward and continue development. Again, we're booth numbers 51 and 52. We have the full complement of blindness and low vision products there at the booth. We're giving away an iPod Touch. If you want to come by and register for that, that would be good too. Oh, also, before I forget, recently we've hired a new tech support specialist. He's a blind guy. He's not only is he JAWS certified, he's got some of the Windows certifications. He used to work in IT for a school system in Northwest Ohio. So I've known Jim because he was an ACB of Ohio member. So we had a tech support opening in Austin, Texas, and he has been on the job roughly a week. So if you get a chance and want to come by the booth and meet the newest face at HIMSS, come by and meet Jim Walton, because if you use our tech support, you're likely to encounter him on the phone. So that's a brief summary of some of our specials, some of the firmware updates, and a couple things we have going on. I'll be happy to entertain any questions that you have for me.
Candy? Yep, we got a question. Hold on.
That sounds like Martin over there.
It is. Yeah.
It is Martin.
Yeah.
The BookSense products, are you still, what level of support are you still having for those? And do you have any, or do any of your specials include the BookSense products?
We still support the BookSense, and there's actually one more firmware release that's going to go out for the BookSense. But we don't have BookSenses to sell anymore unless you would go to our website and find some that have been some used ones that we may have. But that product, I don't think there are any more units in Texas that we can sell.
More questions? Yeah.
Thank you, Runaround Man First. I don't know your name. Anyway, the question that I have, do the Blaze ET products, do they have calculator and color identifier in them, or am I thinking of something else?
You might be thinking of some other products that offer those things, but they are definitely included in both Blaze models, both the calculator and a color identifier.
But what I wanted to know is the firmware updates, can we install it ourselves, or do we have to come to the booth for you guys to do it?
Oh, you can definitely install it yourself. The reason that that we can do it at the booth is Hyatt Network. If you don't have access to the ACB network, or you're not using your iPhone as a hotspot, this Hyatt Network is pretty tricky, so we just wanted to offer that, so if you were here and wanted to maybe try to get that done, but you can definitely do it yourself. All the products, whether we're talking about the Blazes or the Note Takers, the Blazes or the Note Takers, or most of our low vision products too, they all have the ability to download and install firmware updates within them. But if you're having trouble with internet, they can be put on a thumb drive and installed as well. So that's why we said if you would like to come by the booth and do that, we can.
What are the updates for the Braille Edge, and what are the newer features that are going to be in the update for the Blaze ET?
Well, the Blaze, the ET is just going to continue to have improved and better OCR. One of the things I've really been pushing for, and I don't know 100% if it made the release or not, but I'm wanting that to handle. Somebody's phone's ringing. So I wanted that to handle the mode where you can turn columns off. We've already added background scanning and batch mode to it. So it's going to be just general improvements to the stability of the product and the OCR. And as for the Edge, it's going to become more UEB compliant. That UEB is going to be Some of the bugs that were in the first run of it are going to be fixed, and we're also adding a test-taking mode, so you can lock out certain features so that that can be used for standardized testing.
On the YouTube, I know you can listen to YouTube videos on the YouTube.
Yes.
Is there a way to download those videos?
There is. That's Jim, right? Yeah. Yeah, Jim, what you're going to do, when you go to download a video button, you can tab, when you go to play a video from the YouTube player, you can hit the tab, I think it's two times, and one of your choices will be download. So if you wanted to download things that you were going to listen to more than one time, you could definitely bring those into your unit and just play them back without even being connected to the internet.
Any other questions here? Okay, I don't see any more questions.
Okay, well, again,
thank you very much. We do appreciate it.
Thank you guys again for having me. We HIMSS as a company and me personally, we really appreciate the opportunity, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Andy. Terry, can you bring the mic up here, please, for a minute? Thank you.
Okay, this is Andrea again. I want to apologize. Kevin Hughes was here. I think he's still in the room, I hope. Okay. I didn't realize you were here, and I did not mean to skip you. It was not intentional. I realize everybody, okay. You guys are busy, and we all have commitments. So I'd like to present Kevin Hughes from Humanware.
Hello, everyone. Thank you. Thanks very much. Humanware, we are located in booth 34, 35, and 36. And we've got a couple things new, and mostly what I wanted to talk about today was our new Braille Note. We've got a new Braille Note called Braille Note Touch. And what makes this device unique and different is it is the world's first certified Google tablet. So Humanware partnered with Google about 4 years ago to get this device completely certified with all of their standards and all of their processes that we had to go through. So what that really means is that any third-party application that one would download onto the Braille Note now, if that application was written to the Google accessibility standards, that means that Keysoft will work within it. And Keysoft has been completely rewritten to run on this Android system. So the Braille Note Touch runs on Android with Keysoft on top of it. So the user interface is going to be very friendly to anybody who had used a Braille Note in the past. So you are not relearning basically a system. Your up and down menu items are going to be there like they always have been with Keysoft. Space bar to go down, backspace to go up, or use your familiar thumb keys to go through menus and such. First letter navigation, that's a big one. We know that users with iOS and tablets, they must swipe, right? If you're on a tablet or a phone, you're swiping many, many times to get to an item, or you're dragging your finger along the screen. Well, with Braille Note Touch, for example, if you go to your main menu and you do A for all applications and you want to get to YouTube, you don't have to flick however many 50 through 50 items. You can just do the letter Y. It will jump right to YouTube. You hit the Enter key, the application is open. And then you're using Keysoft to navigate that third-party application. That's just one example. If the developer of the third-party app did not adhere to the accessibility standards, then the buttons won't be labeled, you won't be able to use first letter navigation, and then what you would have to do is you would hit the two outer thumb keys on the device and you turn on your Explore by Touch, which is the familiar way you're using your devices now, by flicking and dragging your finger around. So you could turn Keysoft off, or you could use the Explore by Touch. So we've got something very unique on the device. It comes with a standard 8-dot QWERTY keyboard. So if you've used an Apex or a Braille Note or an Empower before, the keyboard is going to look the same. But what you could do is flip that keyboard up and be exposed to the glass of the tablet. That glass literally calibrates your fingertips. So all 10 of your fingertips are creating 10 areas on the glass. And so now, if you wanted to work with the device, you could do it completely silently, which is something very, very unique. And each time you lay your fingers on the glass, you're creating 10 new areas, so that you're not looking for targets every single time. You are creating new targets each time you lay your fingers on the glass. You get a very, very quick vibration, and the device is telling you that it's recognized those areas. So you're doing what we call touch braille. So you have the option of using the keyboard, click, 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 right? Or you can do it a little quieter. Or you could flip that keyboard up and then use the glass in complete silence. So we offer the device in 32 or 18 braille cells, just like we always have with the Apex. Something else we've included on the piece of hardware is underneath the braille note, we have two LED lights. I think I'm getting notifications here. You've got two LED lights and an 8 megapixel camera. So the goal here is that we are working with your competing conference, the NFB, the KNFB reader application. We hope to have that on here very shortly. So our goal is that the user would be able to have, with the camera here, text to braille within about 5 seconds. So you just lift the device up like you're using a KNFB reader on your iPhone, take the picture, and you're using the application. So they've got an Android application they're working with. So that will be installed on here. So the other part of the Google certification means that right off of the main menu, you have the Play Store, and you can go right to that. That would be the Google's equivalent to the Apple
App Store.
The App Store, of course. So Android has hundreds and hundreds of thousands of applications. We don't know all of what all of those are accessible, but we are compiling a user group list of the accessible applications. So we know, for example, YouTube is accessible. We know Facebook is. Easy PDF Reader is accessible. VoiceStream Reader. Google Docs is accessible. So we know all of these things. Something else, what we're doing here is we're modernizing the platform of the Braille Note. So the previous Braille Note was running on Windows CE. Well, Windows CE is basically going away, and it's not really being supported, which was having, we were having difficulties with our web browser, as an example. We couldn't, there are certain websites that Windows CE, Windows Mobile, was just not working with because of all the flash video and all the content that are coming at you while you're on a website. So with Android, we're running Keysoft on top of Firefox. So we've got a modern web browser with KeyWeb, which is your user experience. So you've got accessibility on top of Firefox. The other thing is that now with the modern platform, we're able to synchronize with Outlook Exchange. We can synchronize with Google Calendars, the Gmail all synchronizes. Any IMAP type of email client will work with this. So really, we're taking a modern mainstream device platform, putting Keysoft on it, and making it accessible to you. So those are some of the highlights of it. There's quite a bit more to talk about with this, but I wanted to jump into some of the care packages that we offer with this. So one thing we've got underneath the battery compartment of the device, we have an encrypted SD card. What that card is doing is it is backing your unit up all the time as you're creating new wireless connections, as you're downloading third-party apps and implementing settings into the third-party apps. All of your email settings, your files and your folders, everything gets backed up to that little SD card. So if something were to happen to your unit, if you are part of our customer care program, which is an extra cost, but it extends the warranty. If you're part of that program, we second-day air you a Braille Note Touch loaner unit. And what you would do is you would pop that little card out, and you would put it into the loaner unit, and then you have your unit right there up and running like it never left you. So we're also allowing, well, I guess we're waiving one user accident over a 2-year period. If you're part of the care program. So if Andrea dumps a Coca-Cola on my Braille No Touch, and or her Braille No Touch, we would second-day ship her a loaner unit, and we would waive the repair cost of that accident over one time over a two-year period. So that is something we're kind of extending to the customer base, that option to get the care program. Mystic Access is a podcasting service that we have contracted with to write the audio tutorials for the Braille No Touch. They've compiled 12 hours of audio tutorials that are already on our website right now. So you could even go to the website and look for those tutorials and listen to different sections of the Braille Note. So you may want to learn about the Braille Note Touch before you know, might make an investment in it. A couple other things. If you have a sighted spouse and they wanted to play with the Braille Note Touch, you can triple click the home button on the front of the unit and turn accessibility off, and it acts just like a visual tablet. Because when you lift the cover, keyboard cover off the device and expose the glass, it becomes just a visual display. So a sighted person can go in there and play with the settings, or maybe you don't tell them at all. Just use it without it.
Any show specials, Kevin?
Yeah, on the Braille Note Touch, there are not. And the reason why is because we've got many, many people waiting for the device right now. We've got a lot of machines coming in. In the middle of July to fulfill our back orders. So it's really not fair to those folks that have paid full retail for the device. However, what I will say is if you have a Braille Note device from years past, you may have bought the third one off the product line in the year 2001, and if it's a 32 Braille cell display and it's a Braille Note, we'll give you $1,500 credit towards the new Braille Note Touch. That applies for M-Power and Apex. Yeah, and I think my device is connected to my hotspot. And so what it does is it automatically gives you notifications as they come in, and you can turn those annoying little signals off. Another thing, if you have a competitor's device and it has 20 Braille cells or more, we're offering $800 trade value for that. If it's less than 20 Braille cells, then it's $500 credit towards. Yes, sir.
Hold on, the mic over here. Just a second.
Yeah.
You said that an M-Power 32 would be worth $1,500.
That's correct.
Either QWERTY or whatever.
It doesn't matter, the keyboard. Yeah. The $1,500 applies if it's a 32-cell unit going towards a 32-cell Braille Note Touch, because we do offer the 18-cell version, and those retail for $3,995. The 32-cell Braille Note Touch retails for $5,495. So it's the same price as what our Braille Note Apex was. We're just giving you the $1,500 credit, and we don't even want the units back. So you get to keep your old unit. You can take a picture of it, and yeah.
Okay. So,
For the low vision users, we've got a device called Prodigy Connect. It is a portable 12-inch Samsung tablet with the Prodigy application on it. So what that device does is it literally gives you near viewing, distance viewing, and then OCR. So it quickly can scan a page of text and read it to you. And it will read it to you in scrolling text, whether it be a formatted wrapped column mode or a continuous line of text scrolling across the screen. In addition to, that's the Prodigy software that is installed on this Android tablet. The thing you can do with that Android tablet is hit the home button, and now you've got access to the full desktop Android applications. So you can enable the zooming capabilities of the tablet and function with the Prodigy tablet. So I wanted to reference that. We do have handheld electronic magnifiers. We've got a 3, 5, and 7-inch. They're called Explorer. Those are new units on the market within the last 4 months. We're offering $100 off any one of those models. So the 7-inch starts at $1,095. The 5-inch is $749, and then we have a little 3-inch version for $249. So Victor Reader Stream, we've got a show special on the stream. Those are $299 here, which is a great price. Those are normally $369, and we are doing a users group tomorrow. For the Victor Reader stream, and we're also doing a user
stream. What time?
The stream one, Yeah, somebody help me. I don't have my program with me.
That's good. I'm not going to nominating, so I could probably do it.
You can come to that. Yeah, yeah. The Victor Reader, that's more of a user group. So we kind of, I mean, there really isn't anything that new with the stream, but we like to get users together to kind of, I guess, sort of collaborate along. We kind of moderate it, and we like to know how people are using it. People have questions about what to do with it, and other people jump in and help out. So we don't have anything really new to announce with the stream, but we like to facilitate a good, vibrant group discussion.
And correction, okay, it's the Braille Note Touch tomorrow.
There is a Braille Note Touch user group as well.
On
no, I think they're both, are they both tomorrow? No, it is Tuesday? Okay, my apologies. You guys know more than I do.
So it's got a conflict with...
I've got my list here. The new Braille Touch is 5:45 to 7 on Monday. And the Victor stream is 5:45 to 7 on Tuesday.
Okay, so Monday. Thank you for that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the Braille Note Touch one will be more, I mean, call it a user group, but we don't have any users really. We may have some people at the con. We have shipped a whole batch of them back in the end of May. And like I was saying, we've got a big backlog of units, but those are going to be all fulfilled the first part of July. But that session of the Braille Note Touch will be more of Jerry Coons demonstrating different aspects of it. How to go to the Play Store, how to find something, how to download something. We have the Victor Reader Stream application is on the new Braille Note Touch, so that's kind of cool.
I'm not Renee.
You've got a question in the back, ma'am?
Okay, we have questions, just a second.
I can hear. Oh, you need for the everybody. Yeah,
okay.
I just had a question about the Victor Reader stream, and by way of a suggestion, one thing that would be really good is to be able to actually mix and match the voices by choice in the download file.
That would be a good question to bring up for the user group. I'd like to know how many people really think that's something important, yeah. But I don't think you can do that right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
So the voices, you've got a male, female, right? And then you can go to the website and bring in more voices. Yeah.
Yeah, you but you can only have two at a time.
Yeah, you can only have two on the device.
Yeah.
But they sit combination.
Right. You can't change those combinations.
Okay, I have a question. Well, actually two, but they're quick. One is, will the new Braille Note Touch work with wireless printers? And two is, will it support other email providers? Like, I'm SBC Global, and I can't do that with my Braille Note Apex.
You'll be able to do that with your Braille Note Touch.
How about the wireless printers?
The wireless printers, yes, but the way you do that, you depending on the brand of printer you're using, you'd have to download the Android application for that specific brand. So, for example, HP has two or three different applications you can download. So we can do cloud printing, we can do network printing, and then with HP, I was able to find what's called a service plugin, which allowed me to plug USB right into the device. And so, for example, with Braille Note Touch, by default, you're working right in DOCX format. So you're not working in keyword Braille anymore. You're working right in DOCX. So when you create a visual preview of that document, right in there, there's a menu to print. And with that HP service plugin, you can do USB printing.
Will it work on the Lexmark printer and that new Echo Tank?
If Lexmark's, you would have to go to the App Store. I haven't looked for Lexmark yet. But if Lexmark has an Android application for their print services, you would download that to the Braille Note Touch and then go into the settings, into the Android settings, and just enable it.
If that doesn't work, I could just use a plain old HP.
It's just put it this way, it's much more flexible now with printing than it had been.
Oh my God.
Yes, ma'am.
Two questions about the stream. I don't know if this would be more specific for the stream user group itself, but one thing that I hear from students, or at least several anyway, along the way, is a request for the ability to name the note files with the T9, text entry, just because that way they're just numbered and then
You want to rename the notes from the notes folder? My understanding, and there are smarter people in here, but my understanding is you can do that through the computer.
Yeah, you can.
You can rename the notes in the computer once you transfer the file from the stream to the
computer.
Right.
However,
I was wondering if you could create a feature where you could rename the note instead of a number, where you could say maybe like enter file name, like using the same protocol you use for naming your network.
Correct.
And give it a nickname.
No, that's a good suggestion. And that will be a good one to bring up in the user group, because I think that's a good one. Yeah.
And also a second question about the goodness, what the heck was the second question again? Let me think for a second.
We'll get back with you.
Hang on, just one second. It'll come to me in just one second. OOTunes on the stream. I noticed a lot of the things that I have listened to in the past have now gone to this Live 365 thing, and so I can't listen to them anymore.
Is that the internet radio? The OOTunes?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Live 365 went away.
Well, you
have to pay for it.
Maybe not Live 365. Whatever it is, it's some sort of thing where it says. Like, there was one station I used to listen to that was out of the UK, and it now says, you know, you now need to register with whatever this thing is to download this content.
Yeah, you have to pay for it.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure.
So what I'm hearing is some of those stations aren't free anymore?
Yeah,
they're
I think
busted.
That's it.
Yeah, they don't work in the stream anymore.
Yeah, but they're not free. That's why.
They're not free either.
Yeah.
There's no payment protocol. I mean.
Yeah, it's because they're not free.
Yeah. That's news to me.
No, it's changed a couple months ago.
Okay.
Yeah, while we're on the stream, I don't know if anyone else had this problem, but I connected to the Hive Wi-Fi, and now what's happening is when it connects to the Hive Wi-Fi, it says connected, and in about 10 seconds, the unit powers off.
You're not going to be able to use that Hyatt network.
Okay, well, my question is, so what can I do to get out of that? I can't.
Turn your Wi-Fi off.
Yeah. But I can't even do that because it powers off in about 5 seconds.
Do it right away. Turn airplane mode on. And it happened to me as well. And you just do it quickly.
You can do it, Marty.
Wi-Fi.
Okay, and then how? But on airplane mode on, I can't delete that connection.
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I think you can. It doesn't matter.
Bring your stream to the booth. Chris is down there. I'm not tech support. I don't want to get in the weeds with the tech support stuff.
Guys, we have another speaker.
Yeah, we got more speakers. I don't want to take any more time.
We're going to move on. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, guys.
Very much.
Yep.
Thank you for your patience.
Thank you. You bet. Yeah.
Okay, our next presenter is Mark from AI Squared.
Thank you for that warm welcome, everyone. No, I'm just teasing. I'm sure you've been here learning a lot. And how long have you all been here learning? Is it 1:30, a couple hours?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Has anyone taken a break yet, or is it a marathon?
No.
We're going to after you.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll keep it brief, and I'll let you guys get to stretch some legs and get some fresh air. So I really appreciate the opportunity to speak once again in front of this group, to be a part of the ACB conference. For those of you that don't know me, my name is Mark Solomon. I live in Columbus, Ohio. I've got a really good relationship with the Ohio chapter where I get the thank you. Woo! I get a chance to help them make their website accessible and inclusive and use that as a great way to communicate our message with everyone else. So that's something I really enjoy doing and getting to come here. It's just a blast. So at this point, I'd like to just take an opportunity to talk to everyone here about what's new with us. I'm just curious before I dig into it. Does anyone have any questions for me? I kind of just want to have this more of a kind of an open house, open forum. I didn't want to prepare too much and bore people with technical details, but is there anything that's on anyone's mind that you want to talk about? Yes, sir.
We need a mic. Hold on.
Just a second.
Who are you?
Who has not heard of AI Squared before?
I said.
If you've not heard of AI Squared, who's heard of Zoom Text before?
Yeah.
All right, so AI Squared, for more than 20 years, we've been the leader in creating screen magnification tools for people that have visual challenges. That's
correct.
Who AI Squared
no,
is.
They were separate.
Hopefully that clarifies. I know this group is pretty advanced here. All right, so sir, in the second row, you have a thought or a question or a comment or something sharp to throw at me?
Question.
Oh, Hold on, we need a mic, please.
Yeah, wait, okay, just a second.
Yeah.
Who
Thank
has a question?
You, Terry.
Me. Okay.
Maybe you're not the right person to ask.
Thank you for starting with that. It makes my, reduces my stress level a bit.
For people that use WindowEyes, do you know what's happening with that product? I haven't heard it mentioned since the merger.
Okay, so let's take a moment, because I figured that's what most people might be interested in talking about. So WindowEyes has been a very, very useful solution for a lot of people around the globe since the early 90s. And the team that makes WindowEyes, they're based in Fort Wayne, Indiana. About 3 years ago, GW Micro and AI Square, the makers of ZoomText, merged into one company, and we've continued to develop WindowEyes and make it available for the people that wanted to use it. Has anyone heard of Microsoft before? They don't need introduction, right? So Microsoft, prior to that merger, they partnered up with us to help make sure that people have a good option at no additional cost if they use Microsoft Office. So I just wanted to take a moment to thank Microsoft for their generosity in helping drive the development of WindowEyes further and continue that project. So with all that said, about, what was it, 2-3 weeks ago, I found out, and all of you did probably a day later, that Vector Capital, this is a company that in December of last year acquired Freedom Scientific and Optilec. They also then recently acquired AI Squared. So at this stage, on my shirt today, it says AI Squared, Freedom Scientific, and Optilec. And as you can imagine, Screen Reader, it's a solution that helps a lot of people. And people take their Screen Reader technology very seriously and oftentimes very personally. And there is a lot of heated debate and sometimes some confrontations and exchanges. Hopefully they're all for the positive outcome, but they could get really heated. And there were legal lawsuits, all sorts of craziness that happened over the years. And now these two companies that have always been fierce rivals are now working under the same leadership. So it's kind of an adjustment for all of us. You know, people that used to be quote unquote the enemy. No one's the enemy, we're all working towards the same goal here. But we were always competing against each other, now we're working together. So the company stance is, we'll be continuing on the current path. The product lines will remain the same for the next 6 months. But as time goes on, they're gonna have to evaluate what makes sense. I mean, if we look at the screen reading industry, the AT industry, what's happened over the past 10 years? A lot, right? I think we've all kind of had a sense that things are changing, and about 2 weeks ago, I think a lot of things played out right in front of us. So I think this all started back when Apple took the initiative to build a screen reader into their platform. And it showed companies that if they think about inclusive design, they can actually make their products work for everyone out of the box. And this really, as we all know, change things dramatically in our industry. And then companies want to try to do the same thing. It's the right thing to do, but it's not easy. And even though these companies are doing this, I think we all know at the current state, there's still a need for third-party solutions to help fill the gap where these built-in tools can't meet the needs. I see this specifically in the workplace. But honestly, the market share for those tools has shrunken over the years. And we live in a capitalist society, and these drivers in the market will affect how businesses can operate. So who's ever heard of NVDA before? Right? Non-visual desktop access, another great solution that's out there. Two guys who just didn't think it was right to have to pay for a screen reader, to pay more for access, they went off on their own, they're brilliant guys, and they made their own screen reader. Now there's another option. So the business environment just, I guess, dictated that this was going to have to happen. And now what I'm hoping, I don't know, my crystal ball is in the shop right now, but what I'm hoping is, now that we have, I think, the most brilliant screen reading engineers under one roof, maybe they can come together and create this super screen reader. I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. I can't predict the future, but I'm hoping that with the new leadership that VFO has, they've had some changes recently, that these guys care about the people that they're working for. I hope that their goal is to make sure customer service doesn't get compromised, that they pool their resources and make access to technology better. And hopefully you're seeing these specials at the promotion. I think we could say we don't see the price. I think some people say, what about Monopoly's prices going up? I've not seen the price of an AT go up over the past 5 years. I've seen it go down. So that's my perspective, is I don't see prices going up. I'm hopeful that we can combine the screen reading expertise, the screen magnification expertise, and make better access. But honestly, folks, I don't know. I'm a low man on the totem pole. I love to help people use AT, but I don't make these decisions. That's way above my pay grade. But hopefully that just gives us some things to be thinking about. And another thing I'll say is, if you have a strong opinion of what you want the future to be, if you can make your voice heard, that's going to be a way to help create change. There's a lot of negativity that I saw come from the communities when this happened, and I thought, that's not helping anything. It's just scaring people. It's speculating. If you have a way to help, or you think you've got an opinion of how we can make things better, talk to the people, talk to the leadership, and send emails, and make phone calls, and do and try to make your voice heard. Rally around the community if you have others that share your beliefs, and see if we can help shape this future. Because if we don't say anything, then you know we probably shouldn't try to complain about what happened. Because you know what we can control. What's out of our control, you know, don't stress yourself out. That you know it's out of our control. There's some things that we can't control, right? So I guess that's my initial brain dump on it. Does that lead to any other thoughts or questions or comments from the group?
I think that's a really good attitude, Mark, really positive. We need to remember, you know, how much work goes into these things and that they really do care what we think and they want to hear from us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that.
Yeah. I was trying to yell.
There's some hands up here.
David Tanner, I was curious. I know I looked at an email just recently where there were a lot of specials advertised for the convention, but I don't remember seeing anything for any special pricing for WindowWise. Did I just miss that, or
no? What I will say is that the best we could do is give it to you for free. We can't beat that price. So, because of Microsoft's generosity, if you invest in Office, which I understand it can be as little as $7 a month, you can have access to WindowWise at no additional cost. But specifically, we do not offer a promotion or a special on the retail version of WindowWise for this conference, but we hope that the partnership with Microsoft makes it affordable for those that can't afford a retail copy.
Well, I have a follow-up question that's still about WindowWise. So there at this time, you can find it in different places. Some of the small Windows 10 tablets that are coming out with like 2 gig of RAM, and I'm wondering how well WindowWise or will WindowWise work with 2 gig of RAM on a Windows 10 machine?
I don't see why not.
So WindowWise doesn't discriminate based on the form factor, so whether it's a flat tablet or a desktop or a laptop, it's going to run the same. It just looks at the operating system, and the operating system has access to RAM and to processor to do its job. So the bottom line is, the more resources you have, the more efficiently your screen reader and other applications will perform. Don't think of it as some alien entity. It's just software, but obviously it does a lot, so it needs memory and processor. So the more you can allocate your budget for more horsepower, you know, the better performance you're going to have. I know that's a kind of vanilla answer, but it's the truth.
But does it or doesn't it work with 2 gig of RAM?
It should work fine.
Work,
David.
Work is a very subjective term. You know? I mean, you can't. It's not a yes or no question. Yes, it'll work. Is it going to be as fast as you want? It depends on what your expectations are.
Terry,
get a demo and try it first.
Can you bring the mic up here, please?
Of course, it's right there.
David, if it's helpful, I have a 2-year-old tablet running Windows 8. And I don't know how much RAM it has, but I don't think it has a lot. And I run JAWS on it, works just fine. And I run Office 2013 also. No problem, it's not even that slow.
And one more thing to add, in credit for Windows 10, those engineers were really hard to make Windows 10 do more on less.
It's tighter than 8.
Yep, so it should actually, you could probably get better performance under Windows 10 with those resources than you can with earlier versions of Windows.
Yeah.
But I'm not making a guarantee.
Okay, more comments, questions?
Yeah,
coming back.
If you had Windows 10...
Hold on, wait for Mike.
His name is
if you had Windows 10 installed at Best Buy and they blew out your WindowWise and they put Windows 10 in and had no clue how to put it back, and it's not the brand new version, it's, I don't know which version my wife has, but can you put it back in somehow?
The short answer is yes, but when Windows 10 came out, we had to build a new version of WindowWise to support that. So we'd have to understand what version you currently own and if that was compatible with Windows 10. But if you own a license of WindowWise, you can certainly install it on any computer that you own. And assuming it's a version that's compatible with Windows 10, there should be nothing that stops you from reinstalling it.
I think it's about two
versions back, because it's working fine. We didn't need, you know, didn't feel like we needed to update. She ran out of her 3 times, I think. Can you go back and do that, or is that just too bad?
There's nothing too bad. There's always a way. And I guess one way to look at it from a simple point of view is if the version of WindowWise you bought came out before Windows 10, then there might be a compatibility issue. But you just give us a call, let us know your version, we'll talk you through it. But definitely there's a way. And I'll just maybe add one more computer access update that's relatively new that I wanted to share with everyone, and then I'll let you all take your break. Thanks for your patience. So one of the things that we wanted to create after AI Squared and Ghibli merged is a solution that's going to help someone who's progressing along on a visual spectrum from low vision to no vision, because we've seen a lot of people struggle with transitioning from screen magnification to screen reading. A lot of that has to do with learning keyboard strategies for using your computer. So I just wanted to kind of give a quick plug for ZoomText Fusion. That's the solution that we designed to help someone who's transitioning from low vision to no vision. It actually has a full screen reader built into it. So a lot of people who are using ZoomText and find that it's starting to not meet their needs because it doesn't have enough speech and they've used so much Zoom that they can't work efficiently anymore using the mouse, I would encourage you to get a free trial, check it out, and see if it might make you work a bit more efficiently and make your life a little bit easier. And with that, if any more questions, I'll be happy to answer. Otherwise, I'll get out of your hair so you can take your well-deserved break.
Okay, so my question is that with the ZoomText Fusion, you said it has a screen reader built in, but then when you think you're ready to convert completely to the screen reader, but then maybe you find out you're not, is ZoomText, is there still issues with it in JAWS?
So I'll kind of just focus on the last part of the question is there compatibility issues between ZoomText and JAWS? So the short answer is sure, because the companies have never worked together on making this compatible. But I can assure you that now these two companies are on the same roof, and that JAWS is the most popular screen reader and ZoomText is the most popular screen magnifier, they sure as heck better make sure they play nicely in the sandbox together. I sure hope that's what I'm hoping for. But that's another reason why we created Fusion, is because those two products didn't work together. We wanted to offer something that did. Yes, ma'am. Terrence is getting his workout today. Jumping over dogs, running back and forth. You're doing great. Thanks for your help.
So with ZoomText Fusion, you're saying that there's a built-in screen reader that is as powerful as, say, WindowEyes?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Braille support, full browse mode on the web, full screen reading in Fusion.
Great.
Well, thank you so much, everyone.
Thank
Enjoy
you,
the convention.
Mark.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks so much.
Yeah, I think so.
Good.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay. That is just what I'm about to say. Mm-hmm. To reiterate what my treasurer and past president said, it looks like all of the vendors have made their presentations. So I guess what I'm going to say is, well, we'll see you Monday, actually.
Yeah, hopefully we'll see some of you tomorrow night.
We're going to see some of you, and I hope we'll see a lot of you at the Bits Mixer.
Yeah, I'll make sure you have a good time.
And, yeah, right. Sure. And Richard's well-schooled in how to make that happen. Yeah. And we have an awesome lunch. I heard that we have 60 people signed up for the lunch. 28 of you guys bought the package, and 32 of got additional, you know, off the package, got the lunch. And
any more people want to pay dues, I'll be here for a couple of minutes.
Just keep good track of that. We'll coordinate tonight. You know, I know. He's a conscientious treasurer. We love him. Okay, boys and girls, we stand in recess.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.